obviously, it's pleasing to get on the score sheet, you know. But the position we're in at the moment, you know, it's just about doing your part for the team and getting the points on the board and hopefully staying top of the league for the rest of the season.
I know we spoke to you very briefly after the game on Saturday, and you said that you felt at the start of the season you were a bit short on confidence. Why was that?
I think, obviously, because the injury towards the back end of last season, I came back and I wasn't playing as well as what I'd hoped to. Obviously, I set standards for myself, and I don't think I reached some standards when I came back from my injury, you know. But getting the 2 goals in the last week, hopefully that can kickstart my season.
The manager obviously thinks a heck of a lot about you. What has he done to improve your game, do you think?
The gap has been great with me since the first day he came in. You know, is improved my game, you know, on different aspects, attacking and defending, you know. But I'm just thankful that he's given me the opportunity to keep playing for the club, and hopefully I can play many more games under him.
Obviously, you started out as a right back, but you're now a fully fledged, I suppose, right winger, as we can call it. Although the system at the moment is slightly different, in so much it's 4-2-3-1, isn't it? But I take it you prefer being higher at the pitch than at the back?
Obviously, I think naturally I've always been an attacking-minded player from when I was young, a young child, you know. But I don't think it's any secret that I can do both parts of the game. You know, I can attack and I can defend. But like I said, I'm just happy to be out there helping the team get the points.
Obviously, last season, the injuries you touched on earlier on came at a really bad time for you. We were told that there were several scouts from Premier League clubs and Championship clubs. When that was going on, was that in any way distracting for you?
No. Obviously, for me, the main focus was just playing for the team and keep improving as a footballer. You know, that's what I want to do. And like I said, I want to play football and improve the team. You know, whatever goes on outside that will take care of itself. As long as I'm playing football, then hopefully then people will just keep watching.
Internationally, I was just doing a bit of reading about you earlier on, and it wasn't that long ago that people were talking about Zimbabwe and whether you might play for them. Has that ever materialised? Have you heard anything on that front? Because you could qualify through your parentage, couldn't you?
My father's from Zimbabwe. He was born over there. He came here. My mum's obviously British. But there was a little bit of interest from their FA, but there wasn't any concrete interest, you know. But like I said, I'm just focusing on my club career. And I'm still 21 years old, so whether international aspects come along in the future, then I've got plenty of time for that.
Would you entertain that though?
It'd have to be something where I sat down with my family, you know, depending on which way my career was going, because obviously I was born in England, so I'm classed as English, you know, I am English, so that'd be my first choice. But it doesn't always work out that way in football, as you may know.
True enough. And back to the team, I mean, flying at the moment, this system that he's going with and the personnel you've got, what's the feeling like within the group at the moment?
I think obviously last season's disappointment is that for the players who are still here anyway, so we've driven us on a bit more. And with the gaffer signings this summer, I mean, we've got quality players, you know, like Jimmy Ryan and Gary Roberts, and the rest of them, it's brought a whole new better feeling to the club. So we know, obviously, the players we've got, that we should be towards the top three towards the end of the season, you know, but it's not going to come easy, and we've got to keep working for each other and winning games.
And that's a challenge now, isn't it? When you're the team to be shot at, that can put you under different pressures.
Yeah, of course. Being top of the league, you know, I think a lot of clubs are going to want to come and if they beat us, you know, they might see us as a bit of a scalp, you know, but we just focus on every game, you know, weekly as it comes with it. We don't think too far ahead. We're not thinking about the rest of the season. We're just thinking about the game on Saturday against Wimbledon.